Yeah, little cuz, you know, my van's in the shop, so I'm gonna be sleeping out here al fresco. Ah, thank you, Thomas Edison. Dude, check out this bed. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, I could get this high in the van. Well, I could, but it really hurt.
Brandon, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, where's your van, Cody?
Oh, well, Lucille's in the shop.
Yeah, so he's going to sleep out here with al fresco.
Cody, you don't have to sleep outside. You can come and sleep in on the sofa.
Wow, thanks, Uncle Frank. You know, they were predicting hail for tonight, and a welding helmet only covers up so much.
Yeah, you just pack up your stuff, and you can set up right in the living room, huh? Right, honey?
Yeah.
Come on, Doozy.
Frank, you know, I like Cody, but you know how it is when somebody sleeps on your couch? Your whole living room is a mess.
Well, honey, you don't want him to sleep outside, do you?
Oh, no, no, of course not. I was thinking he could sleep in the garage.
Carol?
Well, he normally sleeps in his van. The garage is like a step up.
Now, look, honey, I know you're a little worried about having another person in the house, but Cody is a very considerate guy. I'm sure you won't even notice that he's here.
I really appreciate your cleaning up after yourself.
Oh, I'm afraid I had to, Carol. See, I accidentally left the lid off my hemp farm, and some of the guys made a break for it. but they're not too smart. I mean, hey, why bother escaping if you're going to go in single file? dude, ants going AWOL. Let's go, little ant dudes. Gotta get you back to the colony before the queen gets lonely.
Hey, Carol. Busy?
No, the ant roundup is over.
Anyway, do you think you can cut my bangs like this picture I have here?
Yeah, who is it? That girl from Beverly Hills 90210?
No, Pete Rose.
Pete Rose?
Well, yeah, that way I can see the fly balls better.
Al, you know, one of these days you're gonna get over this tomboy phase and be like other girls.
So he's like, okay. And I'm like, no way. And I'm like, gonna hurl. You remember my friends, Katie, Kelly, and Kiki?
Hi, Miss Foster.
Hi, girls.
Guess where we've been?
Oh, I don't know. The mall?
Wow, she is psychic.
Wait till you see what I bought. You're gonna scream.
Karen, I know you spent your own money, but why on earth would you want four blue sweaters?
Mother, they're not all blue. This one's teal, this one's aqua, this one's blue-green, and this one's green-blue.
Oh, right. How could I have been so blind?
Hey, why don't you guys take this up to my room and go try on your outfits? I'll get us some snacks. Oh, wait. Is anybody on a diet?
Me?
Okay, veggies all around.
I'll say.
Hi, Dana.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
Hello.
Dana, aren't you going to introduce me to your friend?
No.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Karen. Isn't it amazing? Both our names start with a K.
So does Knucklehead.
Oh, look, Dana, I better run if I'm gonna Xerox more of these flyers by tomorrow.
Okay, I'll give you a call later. Bye, Kevin.
Bye.
Wow, he is so gorgeous. Where'd you meet him?
We both do volunteer work at the Tri-County Mission.
Ooh. Maybe if I volunteer for this mission thingy, Kevin will ask me out.
Forget it, Karen. That's not gonna happen.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you two involved?
No, but he's not gonna ask you out.
Dana. You still want to believe that guys are interested in a girl's mind? Well, I've never heard one single guy say, hey, check out the brains on that girl.
And you probably never will.
Hey, Daddy, going to the movies.
Oh, who are you going with, Cody?
No way. Every time I go to the movies with Cody, all the girls look at him and treat me like I'm invisible. So, I'm going with someone who makes me look tall, dark, and pretty much godlike.
Ready to go, Chief. I've got a feeling we're gonna meet some chicks tonight. I'm wearing my lucky dickie.
Yeah, Mark, nothing wows the chicks like a lucky dickie.
Come on, little man, let's go down to the Cineplex, see what line the cute girls are in.
Good thinking, Chief. I was just gonna see Free Willy and, you know, hope for the best.
Carol? Honey, come here.
What?
Come here. Listen.
I don't hear anything.
Exactly. We're alone.
Oh, wow. You're right. What are we gonna do?
Well, I say we find a romantic movie on the television, ignore it, and make out.
Not the way you think.
Boy, it doesn't like 2 hours of pumping iron to cleanse out the old pores. Man, talk about sweating like a pig. Oh, man. Whoa, Camelot. Dude, the days of King Arthur when men were men and tables were round.
I don't want to seem rude or anything, but Carol and I would kind of like to be alone.
Oh, say no more. The king and queen would like to have the castle themselves, eh? All right, well, I'll just go up to your room and cop a snooze in the royal posturepedic.
Cody, feel free to take a shower before you stretch out on our nice clean sheets.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Uncle Frank. That's a great idea. I'm just too darn tired. I'll be lucky to get my sneakers off.
What should we do first? Mingle?
Karen, it's a soup kitchen, not a cocktail party. We're here to help people.
Ooh, there's somebody who could use my help. Excuse me, I'm Karen Foster. I'm a volunteer here, and I think this sweater would be a big mistake.
Why is that?
Why, you have such beautiful eyes. You don't want to wear a drab color like that. You want something bright to bring out the sparkle.
Here we go. Raspberry.
This is a hot color in Paris.
Thanks. I'll remember that on my next vacation.
Well, it makes you look fabulous.
Really?
Absolutely. You find a gray pleated wool skirt in there and you've got an outfit that works anywhere. Another fashion crisis averted.
If only Mother Teresa had your gift. Here, make yourself useful.
Oh, there's Kevin and he's coming over here. How do I look?
Karen, I told you, it doesn't matter. He's not going to ask you out.
Hi, Dana. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Kevin.
Boy, thanks for coming out to help. Are you sure you can work here the whole day?
I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm a giver. Give, give, give. Give till it hurts.
Hey, Dana, your sister's really something.
Oh, don't I know it.
Karen, I want you to meet someone. Cheryl, could you come here for a second, please? Cheryl, you know Dana. This is her sister, Karen. This is Cheryl Hansen.
Hi.
Hi. You see, Cheryl is Kevin's girlfriend.
Would you mind if we took off for a few hours? It's Cheryl's birthday, and I'm taking her out to lunch.
Oh, no problem. Karen will take care of everything. She's such a giver. Give, give, give.
Thanks, Karen.
Thanks.
Oh, hey, guys. Don't slip in the wet spots. This stuff's leaking all over the place.
I can't believe you did this.
You did this to yourself.
You're my sister. You're not supposed to be a traitor. Why did you tell me he had a girlfriend?
I tried to the first time you saw him, but you wouldn't let me.
You did this to make me look like a fool.
You don't need my help for that.
Hey, come on, you guys. What is going on here?
Chick fight.
Just trying to help. Mother, wait until you hear what Dana did to me. You're gonna be so mad. I worked at this mission place so I could get this cute guy to ask me out, but Dana knew he had a girlfriend and never told me. So, thanks to her, I wasted an entire day.
Go ahead, Mom. Let me have it. Let me get this straight. Karen, you were upset because you spent an entire day helping people and you didn't get anything out of it?
Exactly.
I'll be upstairs waiting for my whooping.
Oh, Karen.
What?
I am so disappointed in you.
Me? What did I do?
You spent an entire day helping people who don't have a fraction of what you have, and all you care about is you didn't get some date with some guy? Well, I have news for you. There is more to life than aqua, teal, blue, green sweaters. And if you can spend an entire day at a mission and not see that, then you should take a long, hard look at yourself.
Hey, Cody, you ready to go pick up the old band?
Oh, I got some bad news, Uncle Frank. I just talked to the mechanic, and at 2:47 this afternoon, Lucille died on the grease rack.
Well, Cody, listen, I know it's not much comfort, but we all have to go sometime.
Yeah, you're right, Uncle Frank. That wasn't much comfort. This is the worst day of my life. Where am I gonna go? What am I gonna do? Where am I gonna live?
Well, Cody, you can sleep here on the couch as long as you need to.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow, thanks, Uncle Frank. You're a righteous dude. All right. Now I'm gonna go for a walk and try to process my grief. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille.
Frank, I'm home. Oh, Frank, isn't this a beautiful day? Cody gets his van back and we get our house back. And I even bought a bottle of champagne to celebrate.
Well, honey, before you pop that cork, I kind of have something I want to tell you. You're going to think it's so funny. Put the bottle down first.
It's Cody, isn't it?
Honey, you haven't put the bottle down. Carolyn. Now, Carol, Cody just got a call that his van is beyond repair. So, well, I told him have I told you how pretty you look? Your face is so pretty.
You told Cody he could stay here, didn't you?
Oh, Carol, if you'd have seen the look on his face, you'd have said the same thing. You're mad, aren't you?
No. No, I am not mad. I understand that Cody will be living here indefinitely, and I need to make a few adjustments.
Where are you going?
Upstairs to pack. I'm getting my own apartment.
No, wait, honey. You can't divorce me over this.
Oh, no. We'll still be married. We'll just be living in different places. You can spend the night anytime you like. I'd like that.
Hey, Uncle Frank, Carol. Can I talk to you guys for a second?
Sure, Cody.
Hey, I just wanted to thank you guys for letting me sack out on your couch. I mean, your generosity is totally awesome. But I just gotta say one thing, and I hope you don't take this the wrong way. You guys are really getting on my nerves.
We're getting on your nerves?
Oh, you noticed it too? I mean, you guys are cool and all, but everywhere I go in your house, there you are. And I come home from the gym, and there you are. I try to do a little bit of laundry in the kitchen, and there you are. You know, I need my space.
Oh, I know exactly how you feel.
So when I was out walking, this light came on in my head. You know, at first I thought somebody was flashing me their high beams. But then I realized it was an idea. I mean, hey, just because Lucille doesn't run anymore doesn't mean I can't live in her. I mean, hey, plenty of people live in non-moving structures and lead a perfectly normal life.
So you're going to move back into your van?
Yeah.
Yeah, Cody, I'm just confused about one thing here. When you get an idea, a light actually goes on in your head?
I was speaking metaphorically, Uncle Frank. Go with me on this, okay?
Oh, Cody, I am so happy for you. In fact, I will go call the tow truck and get Lucille back here right away.
Oh, no, 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 no. You guys have done enough already. I'll just go to the garage and push her back here myself.
He's gone. Now it's just the eight of us again.
I just had to come back and tell you guys I loved you.
Guess where we're going?
Oh, I don't know. The mall?
Oh, how does she do it?
Hi, guys.
Karen, there is this great sale at the mall. They have some fantastic sweaters. Want to come with us?
Look, I'm not really in the mood for shopping.
Maybe you're sick. I remember one time I didn't feel like shopping. Lucky for me, it was just mono.
You guys go without me.
Okay. Bye, Karen.
Bye.
Bye, Mrs. Foster.
Bye, girls.
Words.
Mom?
Mm-hmm?
I need to ask you a question. Do I sound like them?
What do you mean?
You know, kind of spoiled and self-centered and shallow.
Well, to be honest, sometimes.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty bad. You know, I've been thinking a lot since our talk last night. Maybe I do spend too much time worrying about clothes and makeup, especially when there are people out there who have real problems. I don't feel very good about myself right now.
Well, listen, Karen. It takes a strong person to realize they need to change and then do something about it.
Thanks, Mom. Would you take me to the mall?
That was a short growth spurt.
No, I don't want to buy anything. I want to return some stuff. I mean, who needs four blue sweaters anyway? I thought I'd return one and give the money to the mission. I can get by with three blue sweaters.
Three?
Two?
Karen.
Okay, one. Boy, having a social conscience really cuts into your wardrobe.
Yeah, but don't you feel good about yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when I feel good,